Hey, you guys. Welcome to the Listen Bitch podcast, your unapologetic wake-up call, okay? Because inspiration is not cutting it anymore. And I'm not here to sprinkle some bullshit toxic positivity or motivational fairy dust on your problems, okay? I'm here to push you off the cliff so you can finally use the wings that you've been scared to test, okay? This is season nine. This is the one where Brandon, that's me, found her voice. And shit's about to get real. And here's what you need to know. I am a potential pusher, not a hand holder. You can think of me as the friend who doesn't just tell you that you're amazing. I am the one who sees the greatness that you're sitting on, and I refuse to let you waste it. I'm getting a little pissed off, okay? Because I'm here to help you. To stop playing small, to stop making excuses that sound good, and to start building the life that makes your soul feel alive. So I would say this is the season of getting deep into the messy, messy, beautiful work of stepping into your God-given power. And I'm talking alignment and obedience, not just affirmations. I'm talking about co-creating this life with God is our core foundation. And this is going to be a life that you don't need to escape from. You'll get tools. You're going to get the truth. And as always, I will deliver that abrasive nudge that finally gets you moving. Will I have inspiring guests? Yes, I have quite a few booked as it is. And if you know anybody, please send them to me. If you think they would be great on this show, I would love to have them on. Right now, I want you to consider this your permission slip. To unleash your inner badass and become the writer of your own story, okay? Because potential without action is just a fancy word for regret. If you did not see my big announcement, or if you didn't get my email, or if you're not in my Dream Big Bitches coaching group, okay? I am opening the doors to Dream Big Bitches coaching. And that means it's a grand reopening, okay? Rewriting my story because it wasn't over the first time I shut the doors on Dream Big Bitches. Okay. And this is the thing, like, you know, that scary move you keep circling around, that podcast you want to start, the book you want to write, the speaking engagements you want to book, the business launch, the career pivot. Maybe it's just a conversation that could change everything in your life. You are like someone standing at the edge of a pool. And you're dipping your toe in over and over, convincing yourself that you're preparing when I'm ready. But really, you're just getting comfortable with staying dry. And that's where I come in. I'm not going to teach you to swim from the sidelines. I am the coach who is going to dive in with you. I'm going to show you the right strokes, and I'm not going to let you drown in your own doubt. Okay. You need someone who's been in the deep end. And knows how to get you there without the dramatic flailing. And that's what Dream Big Bitches coaching is gonna do. So it's turning that terrifying leap into the reality of your launching pad. So I do have some really cool offers, and I'll talk about that. I guess at the end of the episode, you guys know, check my show notes. So you can find some links that I have shared with you. But let's get into today's episode, really, because listen, I need you to hear me on this. We are all out here losing our damn minds over the wrong shit. And the title of today's show is Your Jealousy is Showing. So let's talk about how to stop playing the comparison game and how to actually start winning. Because you know what's making you miserable? It's not that you don't have enough. It's that you keep looking at everyone else's plate instead of eating what's on your own. We are living in this exhausting comparison game where Susan down the street got a new SUV, so now you feel like a failure in your paid-off Honda. Your cousin just renovated her kitchen and suddenly yours looks like a dump, even though it was perfectly fine last week. It's like we're all running on this hamster wheel and nobody's asking why we're just running in the first place. But here's what happens when you play that game. You stop seeing your kids because you're too busy scrolling through Instagram stories of someone's perfect vacation. You're working overtime to afford the things that you don't even want just to keep up with the people that you don't even like. And for what? So that you can feel the little hit of satisfaction for about 5 minutes before the next person posts something better? It's like trying to fill a bucket with a hole in the bottom. You're never going to fill full because you're focused on all of the wrong things. Think about it this way. If I told you right now to list everything good in your life, but you couldn't mention a single thing you own, could you do it? Or would you sit there panicking because your entire sense of worth is tied up in your car payment and the square footage of your house? If that makes you uncomfortable, good, because that discomfort is telling you something very, very important. And look, I'm not saying I don't have dreams, okay? I'm not saying I don't have nice things. I'm literally the one driving a paid off SUV, okay? I want the nice things too, but here's the reality check. You cannot build a life you love on a foundation of resentment and comparison. Like, you have to accept where you are right now, today, before you can move forward. And that acceptance starts with actually seeing what's already in front of you. Because I promise you, there's a blind person out there who would give anything to see that supposedly ugly kitchen of yours. There is someone fighting for their life right now who would trade places with you in a heartbeat, big screen TV or not. So here's what you're going to do. Tonight at dinner, I want you to tell your family something you're grateful for that has nothing to do with stuff. And then you're going to shut up and listen when they share theirs. And if your kid says they're grateful for their iPad, you're going to dig deeper. You're going to dig deeper. Ask them about a person who made them laugh today. Ask them something that they learned. Teach them now, while they're young, that life isn't about accumulating things like some kind of troll sitting in a pile of gold. It's about the moments, the people, and the experiences that are really shaping who we are. And then you're going to start a gratitude journal. And I don't care if you think it's cheesy or whatever excuse you're cooking up right now. I want you to get yourself a notebook that doesn't make you want to throw it across the room, something that you'll actually want to pick up. Then every morning or every night, you're going to write down what you're thankful for. This takes 5 minutes. You spend more time than that watching videos of people you've never met doing things you care nothing about. So I want you to write about the new opportunity that comes your way, or write about your friend who texts to check on you. Write about the fact you handled that nightmare situation without completely losing your shit. And yeah, write about your health and your family over and over again. There is no limit on being grateful for the people that you love and for the body that gets you through every single day. Here's what happens when you do this consistently. Your brain starts to rewire itself. It's like training a puppy. Right now, your brain is trained to spot everything you don't have, everything that's wrong, and everything and everyone who's ahead of you. But when you practice gratitude, and you're teaching your brain to look for what's good instead, and suddenly those really hard days when everything feels like it's falling apart, you can flip back through that journal and see proof that your life is actually full of beautiful things. You weren't just paying attention because you were too busy being jealous of someone else's illusion of perfection. And the truth is, happiness isn't something you buy. It's not waiting for you in a bigger house or a fancier car. It's here right now in the life that you're already living. You have to stop being so damn distracted by what everyone else has and just start noticing the good that is right in front of your face. And now listen, before you go scrolling away thinking that you're just going to keep doing what you've been doing, I need to talk to the ones who've been sitting on their dreams like they're keeping them warm for somebody else. And the truth is, you know exactly who you are. Like, you're the one that's been saying for the past 2 years that you're going to start the podcast. You've got 17 business ideas saved in your notes app, and you keep telling yourself next month you're going to write that book. You're going to launch that course. You're going to finally make money from home doing what you actually love instead of grinding yourself in dust for someone else's dream. But next month keeps turning into next year. Here's what I know about you. You're not lazy. You're not lacking ideas. If anything, you have too many ideas and they're all screaming at you at once. What you're lacking is that momentum. You're stuck in this loop of hesitation and fear and that soul-crushing perfectionism that is whispering, it's not good enough yet. You're not ready yet. Every single time you try to take a step forward, you're waiting for confidence to show up like it's some kind of fairy godmother. But that's not how this works. Confidence doesn't come before action. It comes after. That's part of the reason why I'm relaunching my Dream Big Bitches coaching. And this is the deal. I need three women to step up right now. Three women who are done being all talk and ready to become all action. Three women who want to stop dreaming about the life they could have and actually start building it. What I'm doing here is I'm offering free coaching in exchange for detailed feedback because I want to work with people who are serious about transformation. I am going to be the push that you've been praying for. And I know that you've been praying for this because it has been weighing on me. And I had to fight through some demons to get here. I had to find my voice to get here. And now I'm going to be the voice that's going to cut through all of your bullshit excuses and call out your potential and stop pretending the potential that you stop pretending you don't see. And I'm not going to sugarcoat things. You know that by now. But what I will do is activate you. I will help you stop waiting and start building with a mindset mastery, real life grit, and really bold faith. It's time to turn the talkers into doers and dreamers into earners. And I can help you finally create and publish and speak and sell like you actually mean it. So this is what I'm going to tell you guys. I want you to go book a free discovery call with me right now. I'm going to talk to everybody who books this call, okay? I'm only choosing three women for this free coaching, three spots, that's it. And I'm handpicking who I work with based on who's really ready to do the work, not just the people that are going to talk about the work. So if you're tired of your own excuses, if you're ready to stop letting fear run your life, if you're done watching everyone else build what you know you're supposed to be building, this is your moment. So book the call. Let's talk. Let's see if you're one of my three. Because the truth is another year is going to pass whether you take action or not. And the only question is, are you going to look back 12 months from now with regrets or with results? And the choice is yours, but it's a choice you have to make right now. And anybody who just knows, if you know like you know, and you're ready to get a full solid 12-week coaching program with an outline, and you're like, Brandon, I don't need a discovery call, let's go. I still have 7 weekly goal setting journals and vision books to give away to new clients who actually pay for the coaching. You actually get a lot of really great stuff with me for the paid coaching, but my free coaching program is going to be fire. You're going to get a lot because I'm rebuilding and it's time to build that foundation. And I want it to be with actionable results. So if you're ready to be one of those Dream Big Bitches success stories, whatever it is you want to launch, whatever it is you want to do, more than likely, I've probably done it. Okay. So that's it. Share this episode, scroll the show notes. My calendar link is absolutely in the show notes. It's going to be right under my introduction above all the things that I share that I love. Okay. So share this episode with someone that you know is really their jealousy is just showing. They're so worried about other people that you know they're wasting time not stepping into their potential. And share my calendar link as well with anybody you know and love that may need a little nudge. We'll call it a little nudge. Off the cliff to actually do something, because what are we doing? Life is passing us by and our potential every single day. We're stepping further and further away from it. And I don't want that for you. That is not how God designed us. So that's it, babies. Good night. I love you.